All right, Gedvach. We're holding Kuf Ayin Aleph Sif Gimel. We ended last week with a Shaila. I'm going to repeat the Shaila. The Shaila was Maisa Shoye Kachoye. The Shaila went to the Shevet Halevi. There was an apartment building. There were nine people owned their apartments in the building. And the person on the top floor decided he's going to build up. There's a roof, an empty roof, that's shared by these nine people. He took 1/9 of that roof. And he's building up a floor, and he'll add that floor, incorporate it, attach it to his house. So, Ba'ifin Elah will have, I guess, a penthouse. He'll have two stories on the top floor. He'll have part of a second floor as well. And the other shutfim of the building, who are shutfim in the roof, complained. And their taina was that, Im Yet Hashem, they're going to pass a law that will allow them to build a whole nother floor. And when they can build the whole other floor, then they can sell it out to the market to somebody else, have a whole apartment to sell out, and they'll divide the profits. But like this, if you're going to take 1/9, and everyone else in the building takes 1/9, it's Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. What am I going to do with 1/9 of the roof? I'm going to build a little room, and what? I can't sell a little room. So it's Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, so I want to stop you. The whole building basically went against this guy to stop him, because it's an Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, and he held that he's allowed to do it. That was the Shaila. Could he do that? Is he allowed to build up and take 1/9 of the roof for himself or not? And the Shaila has a second chelik, and that is that it turned out that of the 9 people, 6 were opposing him, and 2 of the other owners of the building agreed with him that he could do it. So basically it was a 3 against 6. So the Shevet Levi had like a secondary Shaila. If the 3 group together, maybe that's already enough to be considered Kedei Chalukah. The 6 have Kedei Chalukah. The 3 might have enough to be Kedei Chalukah. That was really the Shaila. But before we get to the Shaila, I think we have to go back to the basics. We have to understand why by Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah you have no right to be Chalik. And we understand that, then we can be able to slowly get into the Shaila. There's a Chazanish, a Geshmaka Chazanish. We have to take it slowly until we get into the Shevet HaLevi.
So potentially it's part of Chalukah. At the point by Sheru Shom, they couldn't do anything anyway, so Gofen Amidus
Sedom. Fine, we're going to discuss that. Belina, that will be part of the discussion. Okay? So let's understand. We have a Halacha, Mishnah, Halacha, Psuka, that if you have Kedei Chalukah, Yesh Be Kedei Chalukah, you can force a Chalukah. If it's Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, you cannot force a Chalukah. If it's not enough to divide, you can't force a Chalukah. Why not? Where does that come from? Why, when it's Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah, can you not force a Chalukah? Where is that? Where is the Makar for such a Halakha? This Shaila is a good Shaila that many Achreinim are busy with, the Rishainim, Achreinim are busy with, and many Feshidina reasons why Ein Bo Chalukah you cannot force a Chalukah. I would like to share with the Olam a few of them tonight. Bahadraga, we'll see. It will play itself out. There are many nafkaminas based on the time of why Ein Bo Kedei Chalukah. What's the reason? There will be many nafkaminas throughout this siman. And we're going to see him at the Shem. Most notably, the nafkamina is, just for starters, is whether it's a deraisa or only a derabbanan. There's a brilliant shtickle from Avaron Zatzal and Mishas Rabbaron, Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that develops this whole thing. Mamish a masterpiece, many svaras, and he takes it apart. And Punktis weekend is Rabbaron's yard site. Dov Abitul Mai Toiv, it's Min HaShemayim, we should be discussing this inyan now. So let's start off. First pshat is, we'll call it Shibud. That is, that when the Shutfim joined forces, when we joined as Shutfis, I don't have enough Kedei Chalukah, you don't have enough Kedei Chalukah. We knew that to begin with. We knew that we were joining forces. We knew that you can't take a one lot and subdivide the lot. We're going to have 2 half a lots. It's not buildable. We can't do anything with it. So we went into it, Aldas came, that we now have a Shutfis on 1 lot. My half is not worth anything without your half. Your half is not worth anything without my half. So Aldas came, we were Nishtatev. That's how we went into it. That we will remain Shutfim. That's how we ended up. I need you and you need me. So we went into it that we will be Meshubit to each other. My Chelik will be Meshubit to your Chelik. And your Chelik will be Meshubit to my Chelik forever. I'll always be able to use Hashtamshis in your Chelik, and you'll always be able to be Meshtamish in my Chelik. That's how we went in Aldas Kain. That type of asura. And therefore, since I have a kinyan neshtamshes in your chayfetz, you have lo'ilam, and you have a kinyan neshtamshes in my half lo'ilam, so I can't make a chaluka, because that's depriving you of your kinyan neshtamshes that you have in my chelek. And you can't make a chaluka, because that'll deprive me of my kinyan neshtamshes in your chelek. That's how Rabbanan, his first pshat. He has a number of pshat. I'll share with Eilam maybe a couple. But that was his first pshat.
The only good if you have now only just the din chalukah. What if you have, it's 10 times the din chalukah?
No, so then we have a yeshbeka din chalukah. Then we'll be able to be chalik.
Right. But you're saying like this Torah was from originally from the...
We went into it.
We went into it.
We bought one lot. We're right, correct.
But that should only be when there's just enough.
And a coming. That's when it will be said. If it will be more, then it's a yesh b'kadei chaluka. We're able to be chaylik. It's only when we went in, we're in b'kadei chaluka. Sorry? We're going to get to it. Bald. Yeah. So this is Rav Aaron's first mahalak. The pella on this mahalak, and I think this is what Yisrael is really being by here as well. There are a couple of pellas on the mahalak. First, let's start off. I come into it, and it was in b'kadei chaluka when we started. And let's say over time, I think that's what you mean to ask, and over time, it became a yeshbe kadei chaluka. Things changed over time. Or what about feket? We started off, it was a yeshbe kadei chaluka, and things changed that caused it now to be an aimbe kadei chaluka. Laws change, whatever it is. So what do you do now? The halacha is, you go bust at the end. You go bust what it is now, basharu shah, right now when I'm ready to be chaluk. Not what it was when I started the shukfis 3 years ago or 10 years ago. Let's play this out. Give a bunch of practical mashalim. Let's take a mashal that was negei b'zman nehem, right? We have a halach over here that in Bavel, you need enough that you could have a worker work for you for an entire day's amount of work. If your field is too small that you can't fill a full day's work for the guy, since he refuses to hire himself out for less than a day, it's a bad split. It's aimba kadei chaluka, because it's not worthwhile. Well, I'm gonna have a little piece of land and have to hire Paul for a whole day's work just to cover a half a day's work of a job. So I'm losing a lot of money on the deal. That's considered aimba kadei chaluka. What would be if, yes, that's how it was in Bava when we started, and then over time, the minig of the pilum, they became more desperate, whatever it is, they realized that they could canvas and get two jobs in one day. They decided they're willing to rent themselves out, to hire themselves out for half a day at a shot. So I started off with an aimbay kadei chaluka, and now it became a yeshbay kadei chaluka. So I could find a pole who's willing to work and only charge me for my half a field, and that would be fine. Or faket, we started off, he was willing to do it, and now he decided, best man, no, he's not doing this anymore. For half a day, length of work. You give me a whole day's job, I'll work. If not, I go by the day. It means things changed over time. So do you go bust at the beginning, or you go bust at the end? What happens if we have a bunch of shutvim? Let's say we have a property. It's a double lot. So really, I can make two lots out of it. It's a double lot. And we have three shutvim in this property. So we have three shuf in the property, it's not divisible. It's two-thirds of a lot apiece. It's not buildable, each one. And then over time, one shutif, or both of them, bought out their third shutif. So now we're left with only two shutfim. So we started out an aimbay kadei chaluka, and we turned into a yeshbay kadei chaluka, because now it is divisible by two, and it's enough to go around for each one. So do you go basa what it was at the beginning? You go basa now. That's a mufush ramah at the end of the sif. They say you go basa now. Right now, if it is divisible by two, right now, if it's yeshbeka dekaluka, then you go basa now. You don't go basa what you started out with. V'chena. You have a lot of these type of cases. Like I said, the rules changed. They changed the township, changed the code. You could build more lots. You could build less lots. And it's clearly you go basa the end. You don't go basa the beginning. Okay, 1 second. So let's play that out. 1 second. Another kashon Rav Aaron is, and this really Reb Shimon asked, he bavons, he can't say it this pshat, is that if your svar is so good, that means you went into it, you put a kinyan into his chelik, and he put a kinyan of his tamshes on your chelik, and that's why you can't divide, then the halacha should be, then you can't have any division. You won't be able to do good or good either. And the halacha is by Eimbay Kadei Chaluka, even though we don't split into two, because Eimbay Kadei Chaluka, but we do allow good or igot. I'll buy you out, you buy me out. What do you mean? If you have a kinyan that precludes a buyout, it precludes you from knocking me out of my ishtamshes, then you shouldn't be able to have a good or igot either. And that's mafush, yes, we could have a good or igot. So what you have to say is, even though Rav Aaron didn't say it, we'll make a a version of Rabban, and we'll say that the Shibud went like this. The Shibud wasn't to have a kinin in your chelek loyalim. That's not the vart. The vart was is that since I need you and you need me, so we knew that to begin with. We know that it will never be divisible because it's worthless if we divide it. So we went in our das came that we will not divide it when it's not divisible. That's what we're in. Avada good or good will allow. And Avada, it's not totally what it's now, it's totally what it's going to be at the end. But Aldas came, we went into it that if there will ever be a time that it's not divisible, we will not be chaylik. If it is divisible, then we will be chaylik. That's how our das was l'chatchila, l'mashal. In Sif Aleph, we have halacha, that even if you have something that has a din chaluka, the Ramah says, if we make a kinin specifically, we will not allow for a chaluka, the kinin is chal. And I could prevent from making chalukah, even when it's a yesh bei kadei chalukah. So that's basically every ein bei kadei chalukah. Every ein bei kadei chalukah was, our kavana was, is that we went in our das kain, that since we know it's worthless if it's ein bei kadei chalukah, we each one is masking that we won't make a chalukah when we're going to be left with worthless properties. So we went in our das kain. If time changed and now becomes a yesh bei kadei chalukah, and the kanami will allow it. Or if we started off a yesh bei kadei chalukah and times change and it turns into ein bei kadei chalukah, then in the Hanami we won't allow it. That was our kavana. Whatever will be then, when we want to be chaylik, if you can't be chaylik then, it's not divisible, we won't allow for a chalukah. The chaya, that should be a very gishmak of pshat. The problem is your kasha. That's very nice when we went into it, al das kein for shutfis. But what happens if we didn't come into it, al das kein for shutfis? We went into it for Yerusha. We didn't go into it knowingly, it fell in our laps. It came by Yerusha, so there was no kavana of hishtatfus. We didn't go in and create a shutfus. It wasn't contractual. It came automatic. So there, you can't say any kavanas. There are no kavanas. We didn't come in with any kavanas. And then we could have another kasha. The halach and sif aleph, the machabe says it's who adin by case with a zeicha from hefka. So there's a shitas, a lot of shitas on this, different achreinim on it, but there are shitas achreinim will hold that when two people pick up of a metziah at the exact same time, pick up a davar shel hefka at the exact same time, the halacha is that the migud zochel nashe zochel lecharvei, each one is koina half and koina the helps the other guy be koina his other half. Means each one helps the other one make his kinin, but often that after they do it, that they now automatically become shutfin in this metziah. That's a gemara batzam. But the Imri Moshe, in the end of Simla Megimel, and other Achreinim learn that works even if I don't want to help you. Even if I'm trying to be kind of the Metziah, chaf the Metziah for myself, to be kind of the whole Metziah for myself. And you have the same attitude. You want to chaf it for yourself. And punk, we get it at the exact same time. We pick it up together. We automatically shutfin with each other. And the Mechaba, if that's the halacha, Mechaba just says, halacha, sheziku b'im min hafka, Pasha will talk about even in such a case. And even in such a case, and in such a case, when we pick it up together, we don't have kavana to make it non. We won't allow a division in certain oifanim when it's able to take a look. We don't have any kavana. Okay, I don't want you to be my shudder. I want the whole item for myself. And nevertheless, we have this halacha. So you see again that this nikud is not going to work out. You can't have a contractual. And Batsim, I'll take it to the next step. Every time you pick up from Hefko, you pick up, or you get a matana. One of the cases of Mechaba was you receive a matana. That case, when you receive the matana, I went in bedafka to be a shutuf with you. The reason why I accepted the matana is because I wanted the matana. What was my choice? To leave the matana? Then I won't have the matana. I needed to make that revach. I wanted to pick up the hefka. You don't have a raya, an indication. I was trying to be a shutuf with you and I had this kavana. I'm trying to get the hefka and I'm trying to get the matana. So mamela, you don't have that type of a svara. Lukhaya, it's hard to say such a svara. Lukhaya, it's hard to say such a svara. Reb Aaron, he asked the kasha differently. He has a different problem with this mahalach. His mahalach, but we could apply it perhaps to our mahalach. His problem was, it's a shtick of alamdis, but his problem was like this, is to create a shibud zeh lezeh, I want to be meshabit my chelek to you, and you should be meshabit your chelek to me, it's a tit for tat, it's a trade-off. I need you, and you need me, so we make a deal, a swap. I'll let you have my chelek, and you, a shtamchis of my chelek, and you allow me to have a shtamchis, a shibud in your chelek. Zakhar Baron, that's very good when both parties don't have. It's Embay Kadei Chalukah for each one. But what happens if one guy owns 2/3 of the shutvis and one guy owns 1/3 of the shutvis? And the guy owns 2/3, there's enough. If he'll make a chalukah, 2/3 of the property, let's say there was a 1.5 buildable lot. So he'll take 2/3. He'll still be end up with a 1 lot buildable. And the other guy will be left with a 0.5 lot, which is not buildable. But he's good. He's happy. He has no problem. So Zok Rabbanan, in that case, when he takes his chelik, he has enough. He doesn't need the other guy. So if he doesn't need the other guy, he doesn't need the other guy to be meshabit himself. Reuven, if Reuven has enough of his own, he doesn't need Shimon to be meshabit his chelik to Reuven. If he doesn't need Shimon to be meshabit to Reuven, then he says it's a tit for tat. If you're not being meshabit your chelik to me because I don't need you, then why should I be meshabit my chelik to you? Then Reuven won't be meshabit his chelik to Shimon either. Memela Zok Rabbanan, and it's very important, Rabbanan holds that even if you want to say the word of Sheba, that could only work when they're both an Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. But if one guy has a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah, Zok Rabbanan, in that case, the whole svara is out the window. You won't have the svara of Shibud. Because if Reuven doesn't need Shimon Shibud, then there's no reason why Reuven should be meshabit his chelik to Shimon.
But he needs it, otherwise he would never have gone through it.
No, they went through it because they went into a shutfis. But where do you see this implicit understanding, it wasn't explicit, implicit understanding, that we're being meshabit al chelokim zeh lazeh? You don't have that, because if I don't need you, then I'm not being meshabit my chelik to you either. If you're not being meshabit to me, I'm not meshabit to you. Memela Zakar Baron. Let's say they didn't have enough money. So they want to be shutvim, but where do you see that implicit haskama that we won't be chaylik b'chayai gavna, that I'm being mishabed my chaylik to you, not to be chaylik, that you should have a shtamshis loyalim? That's only because my chaylik was aimed by chadei kaluka. But if it's a yesh by chadei kaluka, I don't need you. Now, truth be told, that kasha doesn't bother me so much, because that is shver Reb Aaron l'shitas. Reb Aaron has a kavana that we mishabed each other, that we have a shtamshis loyalim, so I hear the kasha. The way we're saying it, slightly different than Reb Aaron, is that our shibud wasn't that we're mishtamish with each other's chelik loyim. Our shibud was, we'll never make a chalukah when it's not divisible. If that's the case, so even though today I have enough that is divisible, but I still need your shibud, because if they're going to change the township rules and they won't make it divisible, or for other reasons why it'll turn over time to be an Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. So even though today I have a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah, but there might come a time that's an Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah, so for that I need you. I need you already now to be meshabed yourself, that in the event my chelik turns into Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah, I need you to not force a chalukah, and in tit for tat, I'll be meshabed myself, that I'll never force upon you a chalukah when your chelik is aimed by gedei chalukah. So the way we're saying it, that kasha Rabban is not shver. But what Isha is still this other kasha. You see, by Yerusha and Matana and Hefka, the halakas are like that, even though it wasn't contractual. And Mamela, we need another pshat. Another pshat is the Chuvus Maram in Rattenberg. Chuvus Maram, it's in the Fuss Amsterdam, Kuf Ein Ches. It's really brought down in the Mordechai and the Beis Yosef, actually now with Simon Tzifiyot Ches, brings it down. The Maram says the following: if one guy is a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah and one guy is an Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah, we know the halacha that the Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah cannot force a Chalukah, because Nebek is leaving the other guy in the cold. He's Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. But what if a kid, for some reason, the Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah wants to be Chalik? Could he be Chalik? Could he force a Chalukah, even though he doesn't have enough Chalukah? But he'll say, look, I'm not hurting you. You have a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah. What's your problem? You can't complain on me. I'm leaving you with a Yesh Bei Kedei Chalukah. I'm the one who has a problem. I don't mind. I have reasons why I want to be chelik anyway. I don't want to be with you b'shutfis, no matter what. I'd rather be alone with Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah than be together with you. Could I do that or not? Zog the Chuvus Maram, yes, I'm allowed to be chelik. Mashmoy is a nesivus like that as well. Yes, I'm allowed to be chelik. What's his svara? His svara is, because we have a klal in halacha, kala eime i'ef shi betakonis chachomim shayimim lai. Hayois, it's only a takonis chachomim not to be chelik. And I'm saying, thank you, Chazal, but no thank you. I'll fend for myself. I don't need your takana to protect me. I don't mind being chelik, even though I'm left with the Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. So I have a right to be chelik and waive this takana's chachamim. But what you see clearly in the Chuvus Maram is that this whole din is only a takana's chachamim. Midaraisa, I have a right to be chelik, even though it's Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah. Even though you have Ein Bei Kedei, even though I'm going to force you with something that's not worth anything, I have a right to it. Lamaisa, I'm a shutev. And what's the lumdis? The lumdis is, what's a shutvis? Our two items are together. So I have, it's a sheli here, and you have a sheli here. I have a right to take my what's mine at any time. I have a right to be neitel l'sheli whenever I want. Comes along with the Rabban and says, no, don't do it in an oifen that's Ein Bei Kedei Chalukah, because you're hurting the guy. But be yisoid, Midaraisa in Svara, I would have a right to be chilek at any time. But it's only takonis kachamim. I say that the Chuvus Maram. Comes along Rabbaran, and Rabbaran says he doesn't understand the Chuvus Maram. How could you say it's only the Rabban? It's Mufusha Gemara Faket. What's his Gemara Faket? The Gemara Baba Basa Dav Gimel Maralef says that if we have two Chutvim on an Ein Bay Kadei Chaluka, there's not enough, and they decide anyway to be chilek, and they even make a kinyan that they're going to be chilek. Okay, tomorrow we'll make a chalukah. And we make a kinyan and a handshake, we make a kinyan. So that tomorrow we will be chilek. The Gemara says that kinyan is called a kinyan dvarim. You can make a kinyan to transfer assets. You can't make a kinyan to do something. I'm making it, I'm going to cross the street. It's nothing. It's a kinyan dvarim. So the kinyan that tomorrow will be chilek is nothing. It's a kinyan dvarim. My Mezak the Gemara, even after they made such a kinyan, they could change their minds. And tomorrow they could say, you know what, either one could change their mind, renege on the agreement. No, I'm not being chilek. That's a Gemara. Frekter Baran, if the only reason why they couldn't be chilek was because of a takana, and kol ha'emi i'efshi betakonas chachamim shaynin loy. So here too, forget the kinin. The fact that the two of them got together and said, Rabbanan, ich bin meichel, no thank you, I don't need your takana. And they waived the takana, so now minadin they should be able to force a chaluk, even though it's an embay kadei chaluka. They were mevata on the takonas chachamim, they were meichel. Correct. If they make a kinyan and they're already chaylik, then it's too late. It's chaylik. But if they make a kinyan to be chaylik tomorrow, that's a kinyan dvarim. So that kinyan's nothing. No, if you make a kinyan, we could override it. Like you make a davar shabbat mamon, you can make tanaim. If we want, even by we're allowed to, even though midaraisa, I don't have that schos. But if we make a chaluk with a kinyan, I thought it will work. But we see in the Gemara is Dami Ocha the Kinyan, Zakhtar Rabban. You see that the Haskama to be Mevater, to be Moicha that the Takanas Kachamim doesn't work. So you see it's not a Takanas Kachamim. I say Zakhtar. Sorry? Even an Akami, that's what he's saying. Who cares? It's a Kinyan Dvarim, even without any Kinyan. You're allowed to. Even without any Kinyan. Words should be enough. No, but a Takanas Kachamim, you could be a Mevater. Kola Aimi, Yefshim, Takanas Kachamim, Shaman. I know, but the Amir itself, Kala Oima, Yefshi should work, so the Amir itself should work.
They can't retract?
Oh, so could you retract? So that's a Machloikis Rishonim by Mezoinis. An Isha, the Allah is that a husband's Machloikis to be Mezin his wife, and in Shtot, the wife is supposed to give over the Maisi Yadayim to the husband. The Allah is, what happens if she says, Eini Nezoinis Ve'eini Oisa? I don't want your food. And it's fine, I won't work. I'd rather have vacation, or I'd rather work for myself, keep the profits for myself. I make more than my upkeeps. I'd rather keep the money for myself. If he says, it works. What happens if Isha says, and then the next day she changes her mind, she says, what did I just do? No, I'd rather, you keep on supporting me, and I'll keep on giving you my siyadayim. What's the halacha? That's a machloikas yishayim, if it works. The ran and the ra'ah, be a ritva, have to know, but there are a number of Rishonim who hold that once she says it, it's out the window, it's too late. The Takanas Chachamim is out, and now she can never retract. And Shitas HaTaisis and other Rishonim who hold know that she could say it and then retract. It's two Shitas brought down in the Ramah and Evan Ezra.
It was an effect of it.
One second, good. So Zokra Baran, if you look over there, you'll see that even Shitas HaTaisis who hold that she's allowed to retract. If you look at the reasoning why she's allowed to retract, you'll see why over here the person's not allowed to retract. And Meila Zakhar Baran, if it will be only a Takanas Chachamim, then what's the Gemara saying? It's only Kinyan Dvarim. Avada once it was Chal, it was Chal. What's the Gemara talking about? That's Rav Baran. It doesn't explain why, but that's what he says. L'aniyus da'ati, I think it's Faket. I think even the Rishonim, the Ra, who hold over there, Kalayim Yashiv with Takanas Chachamim, you're not allowed to retract. Over here, Avada, you are allowed to retract. Why? There are two reasons given. The Ran and the Ritva give it, each one gives a reason. Why an Isha, once she says, any Zayin Svein Yoisa, she can't retract. One reason is because it makes Takanas Chazal look like a Chukah Betlula, as I look at the Ritva. Today, yeah. Tomorrow, not. The next day, yeah. Is it a joke? It's not a joke. It's a Chazal. It's not a joke. You can't do that. It's making a bazoin of the whole dinner Chazal. If you want it, fine. You don't want it, it's also fine. But there's no point to Ritva. You can't come back. You said no, then it's no. That's one Shita's Rishonim. The Ran says of what is because Loksan Midas Hadin. Sure, when she's capable of working, Then I don't want my husband's support. I'd rather keep the money myself. Then she becomes pregnant or whatever. She can't work. She's sick. Oh, you know, Tatala, now it's time to support me. Then when she gets better and she can work, no, now I'm keeping my profits myself. You can't do that. It's Laksa Midas Adin. You want it? It's once and for all. You don't want it, it's once and for all. You can't keep on changing your mind, vacillating back and forth. Whenever it's good for you, you'll take it and waive the takana. When it's not good for you, you keep the takana. You can't do it. Laksa Midas. They didn't want to give her that advantage. Right, but they didn't want to give her that at such a back and forth. They didn't want to give her that advantage over the husband. Laksa Midas Adin. So those are the two pratim said over there. Let's go to over here. Over here, chaluka is a chad pami. It happens once. It's either yes or no. So like this, Bishloimo over there, let's take the Chukavatlula or the Ran Svara, that's not fair. That's because there was a Gevissas man that her waiver was in effect. Today she worked herself, she kept the profits herself, and he wasn't Mechiv to support her. So there was a Gevissas, even if it was an hour, a minute, but once she said, there was a Gevissas time that it took effect. And then tomorrow she wants to reenact the Takana for tomorrow, and then the next day undo it for the following day, and then reenact it for the following week. So the difference is Manam Chalukim. That's a chuk of a Tlula, and that's Laksa Midas Adin. You're having a terrible advantage over the husband. We never wanted to do that. Here, it's a chad pami. It's either yes or no. Either we have a chaluka or not. There's no chuk of a Tlula. What am I trying to be chayz? I'm trying to be chayz before the chaluka went into effect. I said, tomorrow I'll be chaylik. And then I changed my mind. I rethought it. And I'm not going to be chaylik. No, so I'm not going to be chaylik. So there was never a point in time that my EF Shibit HaKan's Kama really took effect. Yeah, we allowed for a chaluka, but we were never chaylik b'poyal. So there's no chuk of a Tlula. We don't go back and forth. And we don't have the Laksa Midas Adin. So l'chayra faket. Even the Rishonim over there hold that she cannot retract. Over here, Avada, he could retract. But Meiler Baron has no raya from the Gemara Keneged, the Maram Mirambert. L'chayra. Rabbanan, because of his kasha, he went, Yatzel Chalak, oh, this is a Spitz Rabbanan. He said like this, you better watch this goyness. He said, I have a Fuji Gemara saying it has to be the Raisa. And I have a Chuvis Maram Mirambert says it's a Rabbanan. So what's the Eitzah? The Eitzah that they both are true. How? The Gemara is talking about when both of them don't have a Kedei Chaluka. Oh, going back to Rabban before, hold cup. Rabban holds before that when you have a Shibud Zeh Lazeh, that Shibud is Loilem, and that precludes any Chaluka. It's contractual. But Rabban said that that only passes if both have Ein Bo Kedei Chaluka. If one has a Yesh Bo Kedei Chaluka, and it's a tit for tat, if I don't need you, you don't need me, Zok Rabban. So then there, the whole Sfar of Shibud doesn't apply. That was Rabban's kasha. Rabban says like this, Kum Tois, when it's Ein Bo Kedei Chaluka for both of them, you have a Sfar that's contractually Meshabed Zeh Lazeh. That's Rabban. So Memela, that's the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about when they both had Einbe Kedek Levei Geshmak. That's what the Gemara says. Havad Kinyan Dvarim Hu. Because Einbe Kedek Haluka, so Midarai, so you cannot force a Haluka. So Havad, you can't force a Haluka. The Maram, Ramberg is talking about a case where one had Kedek Haluka, and the one doesn't have a Kedek Haluka. That's Mufush's case. And the one who didn't have a Kedek Haluka wants to have a Haluka anyway. So, Kaloi Miyashi B'Takan Zkakam, I'm shaming like Zakrabaran. Because since one has a Kedek Haluka, so there was no Shibud Zeh Lozeh, so there is no Svara Midaraisa that they can't be Cholik. So the only thing could be is Midarabanan. Oh, that's very Geshmak what the Maram said. It's a Takan Zkakam. And Kaloi Miyashi B'Takan Zkakam, I'm shaming like very Geshmak. But if we'll be both Ramayim by Kedek Haluka, then it's not a Takan, then it's Midaraisa. So you can't be chaylik, and mechay gav zakran. That's why the Gemara is very geshmak in dvarmu. So an ul l'shitas. It's mamish al tahal kap abyssal. But Rabban had this kasha because in Rabban's world, both parties having ein bekedek chaluka is worse than only one party is making it. For both parties ein bekedek chaluka, it's a shibud zeh lazeh that precludes a chaluka midaraisa. If one party has a kedek chaluka ready, then there's no shibud zeh lazeh, and it's only the rabbanan, and you could say kolam yechi b'takan zkakamem. That's Rabban shtickle. Let's move on. Rabbi, say one more. There's a chuvas harashma. There's a chuvas harashma actually in two different places. One is in Chelek Aleph. I think it's tough kuf nun vav. Yeah, and the other one is Chelek Beis Kuf Mem Aleph. The Chuvas HaRashba says that the reason why, when it's Ein Bo Kedei Chaluka, you cannot be Chaylik, he says because it's a Pasik. What's the Pasik? Asisa HaYosher VaHatoiv. And it's Einu Bidin. It's not Asiyas HaToiv VaYosher to force a Chaluka on somebody and leaving him high and dry. He's leaving with something that is valueless, has nothing. It has no value. It's Ein B'Kedei Chalukah. The reason why Ein B'Kedei Chalukah, you can't be chaylik, is because of a pasuk asisa yashav ataif. That is, now it's a pasuk. The pasuk is in the Torah. It's a pasuk in Dvarim. So it's a pasuk. Pashas, you could say it's a deraisa. But the truth be told is that I believe that in the Rashba, it's only the Rabbanan. Where else, Rabbi said, do we find this concept that there's a halakha because of asisa yashav ataif? Bar Metzer, very good. Bar Metzer is a halacha, asisa v'yashav ataif. If I want to buy a property that's adjacent to your property, I should really stand back and give you a chance. If you could use the property and widen your property, build a bigger house, plow a bigger land, if it's more valuable to you, I should step back and allow you to do it. And if I end up buying it, you could now assume my position, take me over, and now buy it yourself. Why asisa v'yashav ataif? And how do we pass in Rabbi Yisrael Rishonim? That's Kamas Rishonim Achreinim is that it's only the Rabbanan. I've had this pasuk, but the pasuk doesn't say Bametzer. Pasuk says it should be nice and good. Okay, now Chazal teach up what nice and good is. That you need Chazal. So that's only the Rabbanan. So Pashas, you see Bametzer, it's Yisrael Shatev is only Rabbanan. Pashas over here, it's also only the Rabbanan. That's a material of Magen Mishnah. Magen Mishnah, the end of Hilchus Shcheinim, when he's Messiah, he like summarizes the Gantz Hilchus Shcheinim, he says the following. Amra, the Torah says, "Asisa Yashav Atoiv, v'akavano sheyisnaig banhaga toiva v'yeshara in bnei Adam." Deal with them nicely and yashar and fairly. V'achachamim zal kasu pratim meilim. They sometimes gave you specific circumstances. Noiflim takas kol ameil that fall under the category of asisa v'yashav atoiv. Mehem she'asa b'din gama. Some of them they made into a real din. Mehem they only made it lechatchila an inyan. But Chazal created a number of specific cases that fall under the category of Asiyas Ayashav Ataif. But regardless whether they made it into a Din Gomer or a Lechatchila, it's only a Derabonan. That's a Rava Magid. You see that when Chazal put things under the banner of Asiyas Ayashav Ataif, Hakol Medivreim Zal, it's only a Derabonan. So getting back to here, it's a Pashas Derashpo, it's only a Derabonan. Asiyas Ayashav Ataif is only a Derabonan. There is no deraisa. Deraisa is asisa yashav ataif. Be nice and fair.
It has
to be a deraisa. It's a klal. It's a kedushin tiyu. Chazal teach up what goes into kedushin tiyu. It shouldn't be a glutton, whatever it is. But there's a klal, asisa yashav ataif. Any specific example is only a derabonan. Beklolius, a person should be toiv yashav. Beshleimusa, you should be toiv yashav. Specifically, that the Rabbanan tells you what you should be careful on. So it's only the Rabbanan. If you look in the Tshuvas HaRashba, the Tshuvas HaRashba is clearly, Rabbi, they're clearly talking about where it's Ein B'Kedei Chalukah for both parties. And yet, it's only the Rabbanan. It's Mafurish, not like Rabbanan. That even when it's Ein B'Kedei Chalukah on both people, it's in Gantz and Ein B'Kedei Chalukah, nevertheless, it's only out of Asisa V'Yashavai Taif. And Memele is very good Yerusha.
And then you need the
Rabbanan. No, but the Rashi is not talking about Yerusha. Faket, it's very good Yerusha. It's only the Rabbanan. And in Pashas, the Mordechai and the Maram also mean this, the Rabbanan. Why? Unless you made a new Rabbanan. Beside the Pashas, I have no reason to say otherwise. So now I have Rashba, Maram, Meratenberg, the Mordechai. They all say it's the Rabbanan. And Pashas out of Asisa v'Yashav HaTayv. It's the Rabbanan, Rabbi say, across the board. Very good. So now we have that. And it's going to be many nafkaminis as we go through the simon to know. I'm going to just write out one nafkamina right now based on the timim. One nafkamina is could we apply this concept to other areas outside of Shutfis? This is Rav Avraham's nafkamina. L'mashal. There's a malva and a loiva, and the loiva sells off his property to Reuven, the malva, Shimon, the loiva, and Shimon sells off his property to Levi. Comes time to collect, Reuven comes to Shimon, you know, you owe me money. I would love to pay, I have no money. But you have a shibud on the property, go to Levi and take the begoyva the shibud from Levi, Beseda. Now, Levi's property that he bought from Shimon is, let's say, worth $100. And Reuven's chayv that he has on Shimon is only worth $75. So Reuven comes to Levi and says, you know what, fork over $75 worth of the property. Levi says, but that's very nice. But you can take 3/4 of the property. You can left me with mamish a sliver. What am I going to do with this sliver? Nothing. The Gemara says, the Rif says, that the halacha is Reuven takes the entire property and gives Levi $25. That's the Rif's halacha. The Baal HaMor teaches the Rif like that. And the Baal HaMor, and the Rif says, spells out, the Mamor spells it out, that the reason is because we have a concept by Shutvis that when it's Ein Bayit Kadei Chalukah, you can't force a Chalukah. Does that mean Klor from the Baal HaMor, and Rabbi Aaron brings this Raya, all the Achrayim bring this Raya, that this concept of Ein Bayit Kadei Chalukah is not just limited to Shutvis. This concept could be applied to other things. By there, Reuven and Levi aren't Shutvim. Reuven is Vachoyv, never saw Levi in his life, and wants to be Goyver the property from Levi, and yet the halacha is that Reuven takes the whole property and pays Levi his chelek, rather than taking three quarters of the property and leaving Levi a sliver, because it's Ein Bayit Kadei Chalukah and it's not fair. Does that mean that this concept applies outside of Shutvis? So it's also, you see, it's not because it was Mishabit Zelazah. The reason is because it's Eina Bedin, it's not a Siyas of Ayosh V'Atoyit to leave somebody with such a small sliver. No, not Shutvim. You own the property, I'm going to do a Maisa Gvi on you, and right now, why am I Mishabit to buy you out? I want to buy out only, I want to take my Chalik, which is three quarters.
What would have been if it was straight to Shimon?
If it would have been by Shimon? By Levi, that's what happened.
75%.
No, it didn't go through. Oh, wait, if Shimon has only, okay, so maybe it'll be the same halacha, maybe.
Right?
And the Kanaim, like this far. There are going to be other nafkaminas throughout the sim. I just felt I would share with that nafkamina. Okay, now let's go to the next step. I think we're ready to go to the next step before we get to the Shevet HaLevi Shaila. Gishmak HaShaila, but let's get it. The halacha is, let's go back to the Ramah. The Ramah says two halachas that we did last week, but I'm going to remind the Olam. One halacha the Ramah says is that, let's do it inside. We'll do it quickly. The Ramah starts off in Sif Gimel. Hayabai din chalukah. If you have a din chalukah, amacha echad man l'shnayim. One person sold out his chalik to two. So you have Reuven and Shimon. And now Shimon decided to sell his chalik to Levi and Yehuda. So now there's Reuven, Levi, and Yehuda. Or Yerisha l'shnayim, where he gave it to Yerisha, bequeathed it to his kids. Ve'ein l'echad man kadei chalukah. And now, see, 50-50, there was enough kadei chalukah. But now that Shimon's chalek turned into two people, so now Levi and Yehuda only have 25% apiece. Now it's Ein Bayit Kadei Chalukah for them. The halacha is, so now it's Reuven has Yesh Bayit Kadei Chalukah, he has 50%. Levi and Yehuda have Ein Bayit Kadei. The halacha is, even though they have Ein Bayit Kadei, Einon Yechelin La'akev V'Lakel, they can't stop the first shot of Reuven from being chalek, even though normally they should be able to, because they don't have a Kadei Chalukah. The Teretz is, Deloy Adifi Megavra Da'osa Machmasei. You too, you didn't start with me. You came from Shimon. Shimon had Kadei Chalukah. If I could force a Chalukah on Shimon, then I could force a Chalukah on any successor of Shimon. Any Yerush, any ear of Shimon. I could force that on them too, even though it's into 10 different pieces and it's aimed by Kadei Chalukah, I could still force a Chalukah. That's one halakha of the Ramah. Okay, let's do one more halakha of the Ramah. Because Shimon and Levi knew that each has 25%. That's the next halakha. About the next halakha. Sorry? It doesn't pass yet, because who asked you to buy it or get it? I had a deal with Shimon. We came into Shutas with Shimon. And now... Right, okay. And the Konami. But fine. Comes along another halakha about this is important halakha. Hayudalat Shutfim Beyachid. You had four Shutfim together. Lebei Zeshel and Shechaluka. They were the greater Shutfim. They had a larger percentage. Let's say each one had, 40% apiece. So now they have a Kadei Chalukah. Ulubei is Einlan Shei Chalukah, and you have two small shutvim, each one have 10% apiece. So it's not enough Kadei Chalukah. Habei Sheishlan Chalukah Noitlan Chalukah. They can pull out if provided that the Beis Acherim, that the two smaller shutvim together, Nishur Shutvim, and together they'll have a Kadei Chalukah. If you'll have numerous shutvim, a shutif is allowed to pull out, even though he leaves everyone else with the Ein Bayit Kadei Chalukah, because since together all the little shutfim together have a Kadei Chalukah, then he's allowed to pull out. We discussed last week with problems, but that's how it is. I'm allowed to pull out and leave you together, because together you have enough of Kadei Chalukah. Okay, and the Shiloh, the million-dollar Shiloh we asked last week, which is your Shiloh, is that, so why did the first Ramah have to say, a new Svar, the Adifi Megarva Dasim Machmasei, he should just say, look, the two of you, forget that you came from Shemin, stop, the two of you together have a Kadei Chalukah, fine, I'm pulling out, you two stay together, and I'm going to pull out. That was the million-dollar cash on the first Ramah. Why do you need a new concept, just relying on the second? We've said for Shittin the Terutzim last week. But that's these two Ramahs. Comes along the Chazanish, Rabbi Isai. You need a Chazanish to do this. Zok the Chazanish. Then when the Ramah said that in the second Ramah, that a guy is allowed to pull out of a shutfis when he leaves the other two behind together that have a kadei chalukah, zokta shchazanish, that only when the first guy was pulling out has a kadei chalukah. But if he has aim by kadei chalukah, then he's not allowed to pull out, even though he's leaving the other two guys with a kadei chalukah. It means even though each one individually is not, but together is a kadei chalukah, zokta chazanish, then the Ramah Nevi said has halacha. It's a chazanish. That's a chazanish. What's going on? Where is he coming from? If I have a right to pull out my chelik whenever I want, and I have a right to say, if you have kadei chalukah and I have embay kadei chalukah, I have a right to pull my chelik out. If she becomes common, I'll pull myself out, right? So now that each one individually is embay kadei chalukah, but together you're yesh kadei chalukah, right? And that's the reason why I'm allowed to pull out. So why is it different if I have chalukah or not? Even if I have a tiny portion, I'm leaving you enough together to be kadei chalukah. If I would have one shutif that I'm leaving kadei chalukah, I could pull out. So who cares if I leave two shutfim together at kadei chalukah? I should also be able to pull out. Where is this chazanish coming from? What's his lumdus? What's going on there? Why should be enough gemini if I have kadei chalukah or not? Oh, so let's develop this. So Zokta Chazanish. Chazanish is mashma, this is the pshat. Chazanish learned that this patent that the Ramah says that I could leave the two of you together, have a kadei chalukah, is not bedin. Bedin, I have no right to do that. Because individually, each one is aimed at kadei chalukah. So I have no right to do that. The only reason why I could force you to stay shutzim and have a kadei chalukah amongst yourselves is because of kaifan al midas taim. It's a zener zelokas. I'm nena, I could pull out. And I'm nena. And you guys are loikasa be'etzem, because you can stay with each other and you'll have a kadei chalukah with each other. So zen nena v'zeh loikasa kaifan al midas taim. So the chazanish, that's only when I'm pulling out and I have a yeshbe kadei chalukah. So I'm a nena. But if I'm a aimboy kadei chalukah and I'm pulling out, I'm not really a nene. If I'm not really a nene, then I can't force you to be kaifan mitzvah. Because be'etzim, Dr. Kazanish, lemaisa, you guys have an advantage of having me part of the shutfis. Lemaisa, you have a larger land. And even a larger land, ne'alecha ne'alameya. So you do have some advantage for having me to stay in the shutfis. Teretz is, but in the big picture, klapi my hana to pull out and be independent, your chesaron appeals to my hana. We don't reckon with your chesaron. That's if I have a yesh by kadei chalukah. So I could pull out, and you don't really have a chazar, and zenin of zelachos, I could be kaifin on me this time. But if I'm pulling out, and I'm a aim by kadei chalukah, that I can't do. If you don't have a zenin, I'm not really nene. So I can't force a kaifin on me this time. And since first you have somewhat of a chazar, because it's still better for you to have me part of your shutfis, I can't force this chalukah. I can't the chazanish. What? We have two people. One is Ein Bekadei Chalukah, you're Yesh Bekadei Chalukah. I'm pulling out, and I'm leaving you alone with the Yesh Bekadei Chalukah. There, that's Minadin. You're left with the Kadei Chalukah alone. So that's Minadin I'm allowed to pull out. Only a Takon, the Yesh Bekadei Chalukah. But here, where I'm leaving two Shutrim, each one is Ein Bekadei Chalukah, so Minadin really, I shouldn't be able to pull out. Only reason why I could pull out is because, you know, guys, stay together, and you'll have a Kadei Chalukah together. For that, Dr. Chazanish, that's only on Skoifan al Midas time. And if I'm not really a nene, then I can't do it. It's Chazanish.
Yeah, but it's not because it's a chasar by the other two, because then it would be Zechasar. Because you're admitting it's Zechasar with Zechasar.
It's each. Because when they stay together, but Minadin, I shouldn't be able to force this chalukah because each one I'm leaving with the name of Kadei Chalukah. Just together they have a Kadei Chalukah. So I need to come on to Skoifan al Midas time to pull it off. Right now, they're not chaser. They're not really a chaser. They're chaser, a drop, but klapi my, I know that drop doesn't count. I'm telling you over chazanish. I'm not making up anything. Basically. Okay, that's a chazanish. Now, I would like to take it a step. One second. Zokta chazanish, let's make up. Zokta chazanish, memela, there's going to be a nafgamina why we need the first drama. We had a kasha. Why do you need the first Ramah Zalaka? Just say that I'm leaving you the two of you together, and the two of you together is a kadei chalukah. Why do you need a new lumdes that the two of you are coming from Shimon? And Shimon, when he had it together, was a kadei chalukah. It's like the chazanish and nafgamin is when the first guy, Reuven, was an aim by kadei chalukah. So if he wants to force the halakha mitzad the second Ramah, he can't force that halakha because he doesn't really have anah. So he can't force them to stay together. But as this new din of the first Ramah, Adifi Megava Das Makmase, Reuven, even if Reuven would have an Embek de Chalukah, he could force to buy out, he could force a Chalukah and leave Levi and Yehuda together, because the two of them are only coming from Shimon, and had it stayed by Shimon, it would be Kadei Chalukah, Memel, he could force a Chalukah, even though he himself is an Embek Kadei Chalukah. He's not saying that to touch up the Ramah, because Ramah clearly is talking about with the first guy is a Yishbe Kadei Chalukah. He's just saying there will be enough Gemina Ledin why you need the first Ramah Zalacha. Okay, this is the Chazanish. Lani is Daiti. I don't understand it so well. I would argue with the Chazanish. I can't argue with the Chazanish, but I would. Is that, let's go back to the Maram. What's the reason why Embek Kadei Chalukah I can't be Chalik? It's not a din. I've had a midrash. I'm always allowed to be chaylik. I'm always allowed to be neitel ashali. I want my chayfetz. You can't force me to be married to you. I want my chayfetz back. I want my chaylik of the shutzes back. You can't stick me here. No, but it's asiyas hayoshev atoiv that says don't leave the other guy high and dry. Well, if you're working with asiyas hayoshev atoiv, krakosav arashman the truva chaylik alav tov kuf tez vav, and it's a beis oisiv and kuf ayin hay as well, says these type of svaras. By Bametzra, when anyone has Sisa Yashra Toiv, it's Tali B'chut HaSaira. If there's a little more benefit or a little less of a concern to you, we throw Bametzra out the window. That's how it is, because Sisa Yashra Toiv, but if it's not such a good Toiv in Yashra, it's not so necessary, then we don't force Bametzra. Well, here too, what's the Svar of the Ramah? Part of the Svar of the Ramah is that normally I can't force a Chalukah because it's not a Sisa Yashra Toiv to leave you high and dry, but if I'm leaving you with another Shutif, I'm not leaving you high and dry. So there's no problem with Sisa Yashra Toiv. Min Adinim, allowed to be Chalik. Even if I would be an Embek Kadei Chalukah min Adin, I could be Chalik. Really, Medrash, I'm always allowed to be Chalik. It's only Yatsa Sitsa V'Yashva HaToiv. To the extent I'm leaving you two together, that each one of you have a Chalik with each other. So what's the problem? There is no Sitsa V'Yashva HaToiv. So I'd allowed to be Chalik min Adin. One problem, and I would take it even a step further. This is a Chiddush, Rabbi Yisai, is that who said, we need a Raya for this, we're going to go through a Zimah, we'll see Rayas. But who said that the way to force a chalukah means that I force you to be chaylik. In Lomdez, is that what I'm doing? We have five shutvim, and I want a chalukah. Am I forcing all five of us to part from each other, to dissolve the shutvim for good, and not only I'm out, but all four of you are out from each other as well? Is that, I have that right to make Shimon not be a shutvim with Levi? Is that my din? Or is my din just, I have a right to be neitel ashali and get out myself? So if there are only two shutvim, so if I'm not your shutev, then by default, you're not my shutev, so you're left alone as well. But if we have three shutevim, I'm not forcing you to be chaylik. I just want my chaylik out. So I'm forcing my chaylik to go out. If you want to stay, because then stay. I have no problem, stay. That's really this halakha. The Ramah is saying that I'm taking my part out, and I'm leaving you the two together. And as long as the two to you together is kedei chalukah, beseida, I'm no problem. I'm not leaving you high and dry. Everything is kishmak. Because that's the lumbness of chalukah to shutev, perhaps anyway. Is that I don't have a right to force you to be chalik. I just have a right to force you to be chalik from me. Pull my chalik out of the shutev. So who cares if I have a yesh by kadei chalukah, if I have a ein by kadei chalukah? What's the nafkamina? I have the right to get out of the shutev and take my chalik and run. And memela, as long as I leave you two together, that's fine. It's a yesh by kadei chalukah. Memela, but even that, I don't really understand the chazanish's halacha. Once, I don't think there's any chilek. I think the Ramah's case is kipshuta, and the stimus apayiskim is as well kipshuta, that I have a right to be chilek even if it's amenein by kadei chalukah. Okay, Rabbi said, with these two agdamas, now let's go back to the Shevet HaLevi Shaila. The case was, just remind the Olam, the case was the guy in the top floor, there were 9 apartments in the building, the guy in the top floor wanted to build up and take a ninth of his roof to build a room and attach it to his top floor apartment, and give everyone else in the building a ninth, and for everyone else in the building, everyone tiny, it's aimed at 1/9 of a roof is aimed by kadei chalukah. And yet Hashem, one day, one year, one yovel, the iriyah is going to pass a law that we could build another floor, and then it's going to have real value to sell a whole apartment. But if each one just takes a ninth, you can't sell a room. No one's buying a room, so it's aimed by kadei chalukah. That was the shayla. Zok to shevet Levi. What? No, we'll stay together, build a floor together, sell it, and then divide the profits. We'll sell it for $500,000, and we'll divide it by 9. That's no problem. They can't build yet, but one day the area might pass a law. Right.
Why was he able to build up?
No, he, one room by say it wasn't a problem. The Sheva Levi doesn't explain the mitzvahs, but that wasn't a problem. So the Sheva Talevi, already said that when it's an aim by Kadei Chaluka, you can't have this Ramaz Alak. It means before the Chaznish, I would have said, what's the problem? I don't want you to divide up. You stay together. You eight guys stay together. And you build your dream penthouse. When you build this top floor, no problem. Build it, gezint height. Just you'll have 8/9 of the roof and sell it. And then divide the profits by 8. This 8/9 of the roof was Kadei Chaluka. He says even 3/9 of the roof is Kadei Chaluka. So you build it, no problem. I'm just taking my sliver out. And even though it's Embekadei, I'm just pulling myself out. So Pashas, if you learn to Ramah, Kipshuti would say it's fine. But since the Chazanish, and he says it himself, he's Macham to the Chazanish, he brings the Chazanish, since the Chazanish said that the whole Ramah is only when I'm also a Yesh Bede, when I'm a Yesh Bede Kadei Chaluka, but if I'm also an Ein Bede Kadei Chaluka, I can't have this Ramah, Zokta Shevet Levi, here the top guy will not be able to pull out. He can't force a chalukah because 1/9 of a roof, he wants to take 1/9. 1/9 of a roof is Ein Bede Kadei Chaluka. And 1/9 of Ein Bede Kadei Chaluka, you don't have the Ramah, even if he's leaving the other 8 together, that's a Yesh Bede Kadei Chaluka together. Well, oh, very good. One second. So Mamel Zakteh, Loi Techazanish, the whole halakha is not applicable. Yeah, we're going to get there. Very good. Then he goes right and he says, Elamai, we're talking about where two guys in the building was joining. So now it's 6 against 3. Two guys are masking to the top floor guy to build up. So it's 3 against 6. And 3 is already enough to be Yesh Bede Kaluka. So let the 3 of them together invoke a Kalukas HaShotvis. And they're a Yesh Bede Kaluka. And the other 6, even though 1/6, whatever, 1/9 of the roof is not, but 6 together is the Yesh Bede Kaluka. So now I have the Ramaz Halacha. 3 will invoke a Kaluka, and the other 6 will remain together, which is certainly Kadei Kaluka. Memel, I have the Ramaz, and it's not negated to the Chazanish. So like that, there's no such thing. You can't, there's no class action lawsuit. You can't make a class action Kaluka. You want to be Chalik and take your Chalik out of the Shotis, Peseda. You want to, 3 guys pull out together and remain a shutis. There's no such thing. You can't do that. Memele, he brings a raya from the Adrama. We get the bidecha, the raya from the Adrama, but that's what he says. Memele comes out, halach is, it won't work, unless he says, here's a chaf, get the 2 guys to be matne their chelik to the guy in the top floor. Now he'll own 3/9 of the roof, and 3/9, 1/3 of the roof, is kedei chaluka. So he individually has a Kadei Chaluka. He'll invoke this Chaluka to Shotvis. 1/9 for each individual is not enough. Yeah, he'd have the Ramah. You 6 guys stay together. You 6 guys together will be a Kadei Chaluka. And I alone, I don't need anyone else, I alone have already a Kadei Chaluka. Memel I could pull out. Is that Zoktit Shevet
Halevi? Why can't they become Shotvim like Ramah?
No, I'll leave you Shotvim, but to pull...
Why can't they...
No, because the taina, the schus to be chaylik, he says, is a schus if you want to be chaylik and not be a shutif with anyone. But to be chaylik, to be with other people shutfim, that you can't do. That's what he says. That's Ishevet Halevi. So I just want to, Rabbi Isai, take apart Ishevet Halevi. The Olam really is the kashas. Just want to bring out these kashas. So let's go slowly. First of all, he says, there'll be a time that the township, the Iriya, is going to pass a law that we're able to build up, and when they're going to build up, 1/9 of a roof is an aim by Kadei Chaluka. Because 1/9 of this floor to build an apartment, 1/9 of the space is not an apartment, it's one little room, you can't do anything with it. I said, Dr. Sheva Lehman, Mela is considered an aim by Kadei Chaluka. Rabbi Isai, by Shehu Sham, right now, it's not a buildable lot, it's a roof. And what do we do on the roof? We play, we build sukkahs. Whatever we do on the roof, we're shtamches on the gag. The Gemara had a shtamches on the gag. The Gemara says a shtamches on the gag is not even kavu like a shtamches of a chotzah. Pashtis, if a shtamches of a chotzah only needs dalet amas by dalet amas like we saw in the Mechaba, then a roof, l'chayra, should also not need more than dalet amas by dalet amas per each owner. And that, there was plenty on that roof to go around to have dalet amas by dalet amas for each individual owner. Times 9, it's not a problem. So mitzad, the shtamches that we own in this roof right now, it is a roof, there is yesh bei kadei chaluka for every single individual. Their time is that one day, the iriyah is going to pass a law that is going to turn into ein bei kadei chaluka. Therefore what? But right now, I want to know, Rabbi said, let's we have shutris in a lot. And this lot right now is a double lot. Let's just take it's an R10 zone. So an R10 zone... let me make it better. R75 zone. You need 7,500 square feet apiece. So together, we have 15,000 square feet. We're good to go. enough, it's divisible by two, we're good to go. So I say, no, Yankel, I had enough. I really want to be on my own. Let's make a chalukah zashutvis. Yankel's going to say, you know, it's very nice that right now, today, there's Yesh Begadei Chalukah. But you never know, one day the township might pass a law that this zone is going to change. They're talking about changing all the zones in Lakewood. They have this master plan. One day they might change it and make this, instead of an R75 to an R10, that we need 10,000 square feet per lot to be buildable. And if you're going to split to take 7,500 and leave me with 7,500, then it's going to be Yesh Begadei Chalukah. You're going to leave me high and dry. Is such a diner? Ridiculous. Right now, is the Yesh Begadei Chalukah. I don't care what might happen tomorrow. If my grandma would have wheels, she'd be a trolley car. Right now, it's the Yesh Begadei Chalukah. What's going on? Right now, this roof is the Yesh Begadei Chalukah. And what would be for Ked? What would be if they might pass the law the other way? Let's say, they'll say that now you can build the duplexes if you have 1,500 square feet, and you can make it 70, or you'll be able to be through three lots on 1,500 square feet. But if you make 7,500 square feet, you only can build one lot. So you can be mastered me that half a house, or my chelik of that extra house, that third house that I could have. It's ridiculous. Right now, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. So I'm not sure exactly, unless the Mitzins, the Eretz Yisrael, like was standard, that if the automatically, after a certain period of time, the area automatically passed this thing, or it was understood, then we bought into this building, we understood the common das, b'nei adam is to buy the roof, to build this building with the kavana that we're going to build another floor when the area does it. So it's kilu, we went in for a gag and for a buildable roof. But barring such a, going into such a judgment, I don't understand what he's talking about. Second problem I have is this other problem that Dalem is saying, is that he says that we have a chazanishia. It's one ninth of the roof is Ein Begadei Chalukah. So Ein Begadei Chalukah, the chazanish says, the Ramah says you're only allowed to pull out if it's the Ein Begadei Chalukah, but if you also have Ein Begadei Chalukah, you can't pull out. That's very nice, one ninth of the roof is Ein Begadei Chalukah, but I live on the top floor. For me, it's beautiful. It's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. I'm going to take that roof, that ninth of the roof, and attach it to my house, and it's beautiful. It stems my house. It's mamish gorgeous. For me, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. For you guys that you live Nebuch downstairs, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. But for me, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. So the whole Chazanish is not applicable here. And I'm going to bring it out. There's a machloikas later on, Machab and Ramah. What happens if we have a field together, and both halves are Yesh Begadei Chalukah? I have a field next door, and you have a field next door on the other side. So even though the field that we're shutef in is an Ein Begadei Chalukah for each of us, but if we both annex it to our adjacent properties, it becomes a Yesh Begadei Chalukah for both of us. Dr. Mechaba, I have a right to force a Chalukah HaShutefis. I'll take the north side, you take the south side. Because for me it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah, and for you it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. What do you mean, in and of itself is Ein Begadei Chalukah, but if I can annex it for my property, then it's I have value in it. I have hishtamshus from it. For me, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. And for you, it's a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. So like the Mechab, it's ugret that the kind of taflu is a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. And even though the Ramah over there argues, the Ramah's lumdus is that to the extent, we're going to be able to learn it hopefully, but the extent that this side of the shutfis is more valuable to you, because it's next to your property, and the lumdus of shutfis, I own a half of every molecule, let's say, whatever it is. So you can't tell me to take the south side, but Dafka, maybe I want the north side. Maybe I want half of every side. So how could you? I want to be Chalik Begayram. You can't force me to take punk that side. Zot the Ramah, that you can't force me to take the northern side and you take the southern side of Vaker. You can't do that. I have a right in my shutvis to force a Goyram. So Memela, I might end up with that side. So you can't force me to punk take this side. That's the Ramah. That's very good in that case. In the mail, if I'm stuck with the other side, it's Ein Begadei Chalukah. But in our building case, you know what? Tenants, chaverim, give me any ninth of the roof. I'll take any ninth. I'll just annex it to my property. Give me the north side, the south side, the west side, these. It doesn't make a difference. I'll annex it to my property. I'm fine. So for me, any chelik is a Yesh Begadei Chalukah. So Mela, where does it pass this chazanish? Sorry? He had the whole top floor. Yeah, that's right. He had the top and they had below. So where... Now, I want to be messiah with this rabbi, so we're over time, but I feel him timtzalayma that I need punked one side of the roof to make it happen. Because let's say, you know, this side's by my bedroom side, that's over my bathroom, I won't be able to get there or whatever. Let's say we could come out, it's over the staircase. I don't know, we'll figure out why I need punked one side. I think over here still it should be applicable. The whole lumdis, again, what's the lumdis why you can't do a chalukah? Bad time, you're always able to do a chalukah. The whole lumdis why you can't do a chalukah is because that's yes, a yashavatai, right? And the Chazon Ish didn't go exactly with that. The Chazon Ish holds that if I'm leaving you guys individually with Einberg and Ekaluk, and only together Tzeh Ekaluka, have to come on to a new Svara of Koifin Amidus Sedoim to make it happen. Right? That's the Chazon Ish. And he holds that you don't have a Koifin Amidus Sedoim unless I have Hana. If I don't have Hana, because for me it's also Einberg and Ekaluka, then I can't be Koifin Amidus Sedoim to leave you together in a Shutfis together. So I want to know, if I'll tell you, no, and it's a gamble here, but I'll say, you know what, I want to be chaylik, do a geirel. There's a 50% chance it will come out on the right side for me that I will be able to build up. There's a 50% chance it will be on the wrong side and I won't be able to build. Let's say, I don't understand the mitzvah 100% like that, but let's even say it's a 50%. For me, it's still kedai to, I still have enough to force the shutris. There's a 50% chance I'll have another two bedrooms to my house, or another bedroom to my house. There's a real tzad that for me, it's a real hana. I don't know how vite the Chazon Ish needs this koyfen on me this time, but I would say that even a suffic real hana should be enough to force a chaluka, even though you're going to be left individually, because together you have a yesh pekadoklor, so you really don't have any chasar in here for me to be chaylik. And for me, I have a real tzad that for me it's a real hana. L'chay, even the Chazon Ish should be moida, even if it were, that was the metzias, I should be chaylik. And then to add icing on the cake, we already said before, l'chay, pash, the steam is a poison, not like the Chazon Ish. And from the Meram's Meramberg Svar, l'chay is not like the Chazon Ish. They should always be able to force a chaluka, even if you have an embryo kadek chaluka, as long as you leave them together with the yesh be kadek chaluka. But if in Lani's daiti, in that truth is a lev, the guy should have been able to build on the roof. I don't understand if anyone has an eitzah here for the chaluka, because in that, let me know. All right, a good avach, Rabbi Zayn.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.